Tractate 1 John 1. 1-5. Part 2. Perhaps someone now answers me, whoso conceives this word. Do not then imagine, as it were, some paltry thing when thou hearest the word, nor suppose it to be words such as thou hearest them every day. He spoke such words he uttered, such words you tell me, for by constant repetition the term word has become, so to speak, worthless. And when thou hearest, in the beginning was the word, lest thou shouldest imagine something worthless, such as thou hast been accustomed to think of when thou weft want to listen to human words, hearken to what thou must think of, the word was God. Now some unbelieving Arian may come forth and say that the word of God was made. How can it be that the word of God was made, when God by the word made all things? If the word of God was itself also made, by what other word was it made? But if thou sayest that there is a word of the word, I say, that by which it was made is itself the only Son of God. But if thou dost not say there is a word of the word, allow that that was not made by which all things were made. For that by which all things were made could not be made by itself. Believe the evangelist then. For he might have said, in the beginning God made the word, even as Moses said, in the beginning God made the heavens and the earth, and enumerates all things thus, God said, let it be made, and it was made. If said, who said? God. And what was made? Some creature. Between the speaking of God and the making of the creature, what was there by which it was made but the word? For God said, let it be made, and it was made. This word is unchangeable, although changeable things are made by it, the word itself is unchangeable. Do not then believe that that was made by which were made all things, lest thou be not new made by the word, which makes all things new. For already hast thou been made by the word, but it behoves thee to be new made by the word. If, however, thy belief about the word be wrong, thou wilt not be able to be new made by the word. And although creation by the word has happened to thee, so that thou hast been made by him, thou art unmade by thyself. If by thyself thou art unmade, let him who made thee make thee new. If by thyself thou hast been made worse, let him who created thee recreate thee. But how can he recreate thee by the word, if thou boldest a wrong opinion about the word? The evangelist says, in the beginning was the word, and thou sayest, in the beginning the word was made. He says, all things were made by him, and thou sayest that the word himself was made. The evangelist might have said, in the beginning the word was made, but what does he say? In the beginning was the word. If he was, he was not made, that all things might be made by it, and without him nothing be made. If, then, in the beginning the word was, and the word was with God, and the word was God, if thou canst not imagine what it is, wait till thou art grown. That is strong meat, receive thou milk that thou mayest be nourished, and be able to receive strong meat. Give good heed to what follows, brethren, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made, so as not to imagine that nothing is something. For many, wrongly understanding without him was nothing made, are wont to fancy that nothing is something. Sin, indeed, was not made by him, and it is plain that sin is nothing, and men become nothing when they sin. An idol also was not made by the word, it has indeed a sort of human form, but man himself was made by the word, for the form of man in an idol was not made by the word, and it is written, we know that an idol is nothing. Therefore these things were not made by the word, but whatever was made in the natural manner, whatever belongs to the creature, everything that is fixed in the sky, that shines from above, that flies under the heavens, and that moves in universal nature, every creature whatsoever, I will speak more plainly, brethren, that you may understand me, I will say, from an angel even to a worm. What more excellent than an angel among created things? What lower than a worm? He who made the angel made the worm also, but the angel is fit for heaven, the worm for earth. He who created also arranged. If he had placed the worm in heaven, thou mightest have found fault, if he had willed that angels should spring from decaying flesh, thou mightest have found fault, and yet God almost does this, and he is not to be found fault with. For all men born of flesh, what are they but worms? And of these worms God makes angels. For if the Lord himself says, But I am a worm and no man, who will hesitate to say what is written also in Job, how much more is man rottenness, and the son of man a worm? First he said, Man is rottenness, and afterwards, the son of man a worm because a worm springs from rottenness, therefore man is rottenness, and the son of man a worm. Behold what for thy sake he was willing to become, who in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Why did he for thy sake become this? That thou mightest suck, who wert not able to chew. Holy in this sense, then, brethren, understand all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. For every creature, great and small, was made by him were made things above and things beneath, spiritual and corporeal, by him were they made. For no form, no structure, no agreement of parts, no substance whatever that can have weight, number, measure, exists but by that word, and by that Creator word, to whom it is said, Thou hast ordered all things in measure, and in number, and in weight. Therefore, let no one deceive you, when perchance you suffer annoyance from flies. For some have been mocked by the devil, and taken with flies. As fowlers are accustomed to put flies in their traps to deceive hungry birds, so these have been deceived with flies by the devil. Someone or other was suffering annoyance from flies, a Manichaean found him in his trouble, and when he said that he could not bear flies, and hated them exceedingly, immediately the Manichaean said, Who made them? And since he was suffering from annoyance, and hated them, he dared not say, God made them, though he was a Catholic. The other immediately added, If God did not make them, who made them? Truly, replied the Catholic, I believe the devil made them. And the other immediately said, If the devil made the fly, as I see you allow, because you understand the matter well, who made the bee, which is a little larger than the fly? The Catholic dared not say that God made the bee and not the fly, for the case was much the same. From the bee he led him to the locust, from the locust to the lizard, from the lizard to the bird, from the bird to the sheep, from the sheep to the cow, from that to the elephant, and at last to man, and persuaded a man that man was not made by God. Thus the miserable man, being troubled with the flies, became himself a fly, and the property of the devil. In fact, Beelzebub, they say, means prince of flies, and of these it is written, dying flies deprive the ointment of its sweetness. What then, brethren? Why have I said these things? Shut the ears of your hearts against the wiles of the enemy. Understand that God made all things, and arranged them in their orders. Why, then, do we suffer many evils from a creature that God made? Because we have offended God. Do angels suffer these things? Perhaps we, too, in that life of theirs, would have no such thing to fear. For thy punishment, accuse thy sin, not the judge. For, on account of our pride, God appointed that tiny and contemptible creature to torment us, so that, since man has become proud and has boasted himself against God, and, though mortal, has oppressed mortals, and, though man, has not acknowledged his fellow man since he has lifted himself up, he may be brought low by gnats. Why art thou inflated with human pride? Someone has censured thee, and thou art swollen with rage. Drive off the gnats, that thou mayest sleep, understand who thou art. For, that you may know, brethren, it was for the taming of our pride these things were created to be troublesome to us. God could have humbled Pharaoh's proud people by bears, by lions, by serpents, he sent flies and frogs upon them, that their pride might be subdued by the meanest creatures. All things, then, brethren, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. But how were all things made by him? That, which was made, in him is life. It can also be read thus that, which was made in him, is life, and if we so read it, everything is life. For what is there that was not made in him? For he is the wisdom of God, and it is said in the Psalm, In wisdom hast thou made all things. If, then, Christ is the wisdom of God, and the Psalm says, In wisdom hast thou made all things as all things were made by him, so all things were made in him. If, then, all things were made in him, dearly beloved brethren, and that, which was made in him, is life, both the earth is life and wood is life. We do indeed say wood is life, but in the sense of the wood of the cross, whence we have received life. A stone, then, is life. It is not seemly so to understand the passage, as the same most vile sect of the Manichaeans creep stealthily on us again, and say that a stone has life, that a wall has a soul, and a cord has a soul, and wool, and clothing. For so they are accustomed to talk in their raving, and when they have been driven back and refuted, they in some sort bring forward Scripture, saying, Why is it said, that, which was made in him, is life? For if all things were made in him, all things are life. Be not carried away by them, read thus that which was made, here make a short pause, and then go on, in him is life. What is the meaning of this? The earth was made, but the very earth that was made is not life, but there exists spiritually in the wisdom itself a certain reason by which the earth was made, this is life. As far as I can, I shall explain my meaning to you, beloved. A carpenter makes a box. First he has the box in design, for if he had it not in design, how could he produce it by workmanship? But the box in theory is not the very box as it appears to the eyes. It exists invisibly in design, it will be visible in the work. Behold, it is made in the work, has it ceased to exist in design? The one is made in the work, and the other remains which exists in design, for that box may rot, and another be fashioned according to that which exists in design. Give heed, then, to the box as it is in design, and the box as it is in fact, the actual box is not life, the box in design is life, because the soul of the artificer, where all these things are before they are brought forth, is living. So, dearly beloved brethren, because the wisdom of God, by which all things have been made, contains everything according to design before it is made, therefore those things which are made through this design itself are not forthwith life, but whatever has been made is life in him. You see the earth, there is an earth in design, you see the sky, there is a sky in design, you see the sun and the moon, these also exist in design, but externally they are bodies, in design they are life. Understand, if in any way you are able, for a great matter has been spoken. If I am not great by whom it is spoken, or through whom it is spoken, still it is from a great authority. For these things are not spoken by me who am small, he is not small to whom I refer in saying these things. Let each one take in what he can, and to what extent he can, and he who is not able to take in any of it, let him nourish his heart, that he may become able. How is he to nourish it? Let him nourish it with milk, that he may come to strong meat. Let him not leave Christ born through the flesh till he arrive at Christ born of the Father alone, the God Word with God, through whom all things were made, for that is life, which in him is the light of men. For this follows, and the life was the light of men, and from this very life are men illuminated. Cattle are not illuminated, because cattle have not rational minds capable of seeing wisdom. But man was made in the image of God, and has a rational mind, by which he can perceive wisdom. That life, then, by which all things were made, is itself the light, yet not the light of every animal, but of men. Wherefore a little after he says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. By that light John the Baptist was illuminated, by the same light also was John the Evangelist himself illuminated. He was filled with that light who said, I am not the Christ, but he cometh after me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose 3. By that light he had been illuminated who said, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Therefore that life is the light of men. But perhaps the slow hearts of some of you cannot receive their sins, so that they cannot see. Let them not on that account think that the light is in any way absent, because they are not able to see it, for they themselves are darkness on account of their sins. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Accordingly, brethren, as in the case of a blind man placed in the sun is present to him, but he is absent from the sun. So every foolish man, every unjust man, every irreligious man, is blind in heart. Wisdom is present, but it is present to a blind man, and is absent from his eyes, not because it is absent from him, but because he is absent from it. What then is he to do? Let him become pure, that he may be able to see God. Just as if a man could not see because his eyes were dirty and sore with dust, rheum, or smoke, the physician would say to him, Cleanse from your eye whatever bad thing is in it, so that you may be able to see the light of your eyes. Dust, rheum, and smoke are sins and iniquities, remove then all these things, and you will see the wisdom that is present, for God is that wisdom, and it has been said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.